Hi, it's Susan Dugdale here from writeoutloud.com with an example icebreaker speech for Toastmasters. I've called it Stepping Up to Speak Out. Would you be surprised to know I nearly didn't make it here tonight? I wonder how many of you have experienced a moment or two of panic before giving your icebreaker speech. Just nod to let me know. Thank you. That's very reassuring. You've survived, so probably I shall too. I am here wobbling rather nervously in front of you for three main reasons, which I'll share. Here's the first. A while ago, my best friend, the guy who has seen me through good times, bad and ho-hum in between times since we were kids goofing around on skateboards being super cool, asked me to be his best man at his wedding. A great honour. Yeah, I'll do that. All good, I said. And it was, until it came to the speech. To be honest, I procrastinated and left it too late. I did read a whole lot of other people's best man speeches, and I made myself some notes about what I thought would be good to share. I even found some jokes which I thought would be great to use. But did I practice? No. I kept putting it off, telling myself I wanted to be authentically spontaneous. And I was, but not in the way I wanted. I forgot most of the points I wanted to make. Worse, I rambled around in circles and the jokes went down like lead balloons. You know that saying about there being no such thing as failure? That it's an opportunity to learn? That was one of those. The next and second reason I'm here is the result of what I've been doing and where I'm going in my working life. It's a long story, too long for a brief icebreaker speech. The short version is being honest with myself about why I've been avoiding applying for positions that would both fit and extend my skill set. These are jobs I know I'd enjoy and I know I'd do well. So why haven't I applied for any of them? Because they involved having to make presentations, having to speak in front of others. I was limiting myself out of fear. And that fear is what brings me to my third reason. I've felt nervous about speaking in public for as long as I can remember. I hated having to make speeches at school. I remember dreading going back after the holidays because inevitably the teacher would set a speaking task. What I did on my vacation, or what I love most about Christmas. Begging to be allowed to stay home did not work. My tough love parents would have none of it. So there I'd be, standing in front of my classmates, doing my best not to visibly shake, speak without stammering, or blush when I made a mistake. I'm sharing this rather unflattering picture of myself as a person anxious to avoid being the sole focus of everyone's attention because I know it's well past its use-by date. Protecting myself for not doing something I rationally know will benefit me and others is no longer an option. I want to step up and speak up at celebrations for family and friends, in meetings, at work, at my kids' school, and at other places in the community. I want to contribute my ideas, to speak confidently and to be listened to. With your help, I want to be the change I want to see in my world, for myself and also for my kids. I want to set them an example they'll be proud of. Thank you for being here for me. Thank you for listening. I've survived. The ice is well and truly broken, and my journey has begun.